Hello and welcome to the prologue for Fairview by Jackie Sibley's Drury. Hi, I'm Dr. Michelle Cruz and I'm the Director of Community Engagement here at Trinity Rep. We are closing our season with Fairview, a Pulitzer Prize winning drama by Brown University alum Jackie Sibley's Drury. What begins as a family comedy takes surprising twists and turns, exploring themes of race and identity. Fairview premiered at the intimate 65-seat Soho Rep in New York City, extending its run three times, and was named Best of in 2018 at the New York Times and Token Theater Friends, and Trinity Rep is very excited to present it here now through June 19th. A little bit about our playwright. 2019 Pulitzer Prize winning and first generation American, Jackie Sibley's Drury, grew up in Plainfield, New Jersey, the daughter of Jamaican parents, and loved traveling to New York with her mother to see plays and musicals as a child. Drury is now a Brooklyn-based playwright, and her plays include Fairview, Really, and we are proud to present a presentation about the hero of Namibia, formerly known as Southwest Africa, from the German Sudwest Africa between the years of 1884 to 1915. Drury's plays have been presented by Soho Rep, Berkeley Rep, New York City Players, Abrams Art Center, Victory Gardens, Trinity Rep, Woolly Mammoth, Undermain Theater, Interact Theater, Company One, the Bush Theater in London, among others. Her work has been developed by the Bellagio Center, Sundance, the Ground Floor at Berkeley Rep, Manhattan Theater Club, and so many more. She has received many awards, including a Wyndham Campbell Literary Prize in Drama, a Helen Merrill Playwriting Award, and a United States Artist Gracie Fellowship. Fairview playwright Jackie Sibley's Drury has a bit of history with Trinity Rep, as we commissioned Jackie to write Social Creatures and presented its world premiere at Trinity Rep in 2013. As an alum of Brown University's Playwriting MFA program, Jackie's play, we are proud to present a presentation about the hero of Namibia, formerly known as Southwest Africa, from the German Sudwest Africa between the years 1884 and 1915, was first performed in the 2009 season in the Pell Chafee Center as a Brown Trinity MFA program in production. We are thrilled to bring Jackie's work back to Providence with Fairview. Now, in her own words, Jackie stated, quote, "To not spoil Fairview, I can basically tell you nothing. And we're going to have this prologue be a little bit different than the others in honor of that." Let's get into why we chose this play. Now, artistic director Kirk Columbus said, "Jackie Sibley's Drury is one of the most groundbreaking playwrights in the American theater today. She repeatedly pushes at the limits of the theatrical form, inviting audiences to participate in events that challenge, delight, and change the way they look at the world. In ways that are simultaneously funny and raw, Jackie deals with issues of race and its social structures in a completely novel, totally theatrical style. Trinity Rep artists and audiences have been fortunate to know Sibley Drury's work for over a decade from her days in the playwriting program at Brown University. She developed two of her notable early works on Trinity stages, and we are excited to welcome her voice back into our space." Now, our own Laura Wick talked to the show's director, Christopher Wyndham, about the play and his Brown Trinity Rep MFA experience and directing at Trinity again, speaking a little more to the MFA program. Christopher said, "I have a huge amount of gratitude for the Brown Trinity program and the multitude of gifts it gave me and the doors it opened after I left. So to be invited back to direct again is, in a small way, for me to sort of say thank you It means the world to be asked back, because they didn't have to. They could have gone to a number of people to direct this, but for them to reach out to me feels really special. Christopher said, one of the most beautiful parts of theater is the ability to reunite. When I was a student, Joe Wilson Jr. was like a titan of the acting company and a significant part of my education. Mia Ellis was also a Brown Trinity rep and around when I was there, and both of them were in Melancholy Play, a chamber musical. I'm looking forward to reconnecting with these artists that I've worked with before, who are now performing in Fairview. It's going to be quite an experience. Fairview challenges our expectations of how race is portrayed and viewed in the context of theater performance, Christopher said. Like most great plays, this one asks audiences to see themselves and put themselves in the situation, to examine their instincts and expectations and ways of interacting. It's a play that will resonate differently depending on each particular audience member. Some will find healing and catharsis, and some will find a doorway to a conversation they didn't know they could have. A little bit about the play. Boldly challenging perception. In Act One of this seemingly typical American family play, it's Grandma's birthday, and Beverly needs the party to be perfect. However, the Fraser family is either of no help or non-existent. Then Act Two brings Beverly's plight into a whole new bright white light. And Act Three is, well, you're going to have to see that in just a little bit. Brown University alum, Jackie Sibley Drury's 2019 Pulitzer Prize winning drama, quote, challenges playgoers to think about how the different backgrounds and assumptions they bring to the theater may produce vastly different results once inside, said the New York Times. Fairview is an interactive theater experience lauded by the New York Times for being dazzling and ruthless. Okay. A fun production note to listen to and kind of check out while you're here. We want to give kudos to the props department for their excellent job on the utterly delicious food on the spectacular set designed by set designer Li Liang. It's a gorgeous set. We can't wait for you to see it. Now, we want to thank you for attending today, and we want to thank our stellar cast, creative team, and staff who has made this all possible. Now, before I go, I did want to let you know about a couple of community events around the play and ways that you can participate. As I said before, this prologue was a little bit different and shorter than usual, as we believe there is much to unpack and speak to together after the play. You'll have two opportunities to do so, with curated conversations and a talk back, hosted by our own artistic director, Kirk Columbus, and director of Equity, Diversity, Inclusion, and Anti-Racism, Monique Austin. We want to hear from you and offer the opportunity to do so on June 18th from 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. here in person at Trinity Rep, or if you prefer or want to come back for a little bit more of conversation, our last conversation on June 20th from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. via Zoom. We thank you for being here with us during this season, and we are so proud to close with Fairview. We appreciate your support and enjoy the show.